A new movie from the DreamWorks studio, Shrek, may look like a kiddie cartoon, but it's only the third animated feature in 54 years to get into the prestigious Cannes International Film Festival. Shrek opens in theaters in this country today. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
The main audience for Shrek is children, but that doesn't mean it has much patience for traditional once-upon-a-time fairy tales. The only time one appears, its pages end up as reading material and then some in the hero's outhouse.
I like my privacy.
That hero is Shrek, a fierce ogre with a name that's Yiddish for fear. He first appeared in cartoonist William Steig's 1990 book of the same name. That hip fairy tale is now an equally hip film that's all attitude all the time. If it feels a lot like the 1992 Disney film Aladdin, that's because two of Shrek's four writers, Ted Elliott and Terry Rossio, wrote that film as well. Aladdin did wonderful things with Robin Williams as the voice of the irrepressible genie, and Shrek is blessed with Eddie Murphy, who's spectacular as a motor-mouth-talking donkey named, well, Donkey.
Hey, I can fly!
He can fly!
He can fly!
He can talk!
That's right, fool! Now I'm a flying, talking donkey! You might have seen a house fly, maybe even a super fly, but I bet you ain't never seen a donkey fly!
Mike Myers uses a Scottish accent to bring sharp comic timing and sensitivity to Shrek, an ogre who's more thin-skinned than he looks.
How will you kiss me?
What? That wasn't in the job description.
Maybe it's a perk!
No, it's destiny.
Cameron Diaz is appropriately feisty as Fiona, a princess who hasn't let being trapped in a tower affect her style.
Now remove your helmet.
Look, I really don't think this is a good idea.
Just take off the helmet.
I'm not going to.
Take it off.
No!
Now!
Okay, easy. As you command, Your Highness.
Steig's book did without a classic villain, but Shrek adds a dandy one in Lord Farquaad, wonderfully voiced by John Lithgow. Farquaad is a tiny Richard III type whose enormous head is packed with evil thoughts. He's the ruler of a super-sanitized place called Duloc, which he's determined to turn into the most perfect kingdom on Earth by expelling all of its fairy tale characters.
What have you got?
This little wooden puppet.
I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy.
5 shillings for the possessed toy. Take it away.
Father,
any resemblance between Duloc and a certain amusement park is probably not coincidental. You might remember Shrek producer Jeffrey Katzenberg had a bitter falling out with his former employer, Disney.
Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man!
You're a monster!
I'm not the monster here. You are. You and the rest of that fairy tale trash poisoning my perfect world. Now tell me, where are the others?
Eat me!
Shrek's pair of first-time directors, Andrew Adamson and Vicky Jensen, execute a difficult balancing act. They keep the film smart and funny enough to outweigh both its inevitable flatulence jokes and an earnest theme about being comfortable with who you are. They also make good use of a new, more sophisticated facial animation system that allows human creatures to look and act more human than they have in past animation. The film shrewdly utilizes pop classics like Try a Little Tenderness to appeal to the parents of the film's intended audience. But its best moments are when it resorts to sharp riffs on its fairy tale characters, offering a hip-hop Little Pigs and a classic run-in with Robin Hood and his chorus line of merry men.
Ta-ta-ta-ta!
Well, I steal from the rich and give to the needy.
It takes a wee percentage.
But I'm not greedy. I risk your pretty damsels. Man, I'm good!
Monsieur Hood!
Break it down.
Shrek's fractured fairy tale knows there's no substitute for clever writing. And in the world of commercial filmmaking, that's a rare thing indeed.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.